Wabash Folklore Radio. Written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. It's the Mustache That Matters, by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame, September 1980. Burl was hired in February 1979 as Apple employee number 282 in the lowly position of service technician, one of the lowest paying jobs at the company. Even though he had been doing genius-level work as a hardware designer on the Macintosh project for more than 9 months, and was even filling in for Steve Wozniak on the low-cost Apple II project, he still wasn't officially promoted to engineer as he had requested, which became very frustrating for him. Burl started thinking about what it would take to get promoted. It obviously wasn't a matter of talent or technical skill, since he was already far more accomplished in that regard than most of his peers. Nor could it have been a matter of working harder, since Burl already worked harder and was more productive than most of the other hardware engineers. Finally, he noticed something that most of the other engineers had in common that he was lacking. They all had fairly prominent mustaches, and the engineering managers tended to have even bigger mustaches. Tom Whitney, the engineering vice president, had the largest mustache of all. So Burl immediately started growing his own mustache. It took around a month or so for it to grow in fully, but one day he finally pronounced it complete. And sure enough, that very afternoon, he was called into Tom Whitney's office and told that he was being promoted to member of technical staff as a full-fledged engineer.